You're listening to Morning Edition. It's 5:42. It's WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Marshall Allen is the 96-year-old leader of the jazz band Sun Ra Orchestra. He's been living and working in a row home in Philadelphia's Germantown neighborhood for more than 50 years. But recently, the building partially collapsed, and neither he nor his bandmates have the money to fix it. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the jazz community is looking out for them.
Sun Ra bought the row house in Germantown for a dollar from the family of his longtime collaborator, Marshall Allen. When Sun Ra died in 1993, Allen kept the band going, using the house as both the band's rehearsal space and its spiritual center. Last October, the orchestra released their first album in 20 years. It's called Swirling. The Sun Ra House has two basements. The upper basement is where the heating system is, as well as decades of accumulated junk, and the sub-basement is where previous owners used to make their own wine. Allen said recently the upper basement floor collapsed into the sub-basement.
Water had dripped on it, and probably termites was eating down the sub-basement, and one day it just fell in.
News of the state of the house reached Robert Bilecki, a jazz philanthropist. He immediately committed $7,000 to clean out, excavate, and rebuild the basement. And he asked local jazz presenter Mark Christman of Ars Nova Workshop to settle the details with a contractor. Christman puts the Sun Ra House on a list of Philadelphia's endangered jazz landmarks, which includes the John Coltrane House and the gravesite of saxophone player Hank Mobley.
These are important places that need to be considered, need to be preserved. They provide a real significant role in the community. Their history, and history is alive and well, you know, within them.
Christman says the basement collapse is only the most urgent problem with the Sun Ra House. Heating, plumbing, and water damage also need to be addressed. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.